Can Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 1039 The Yump. Looking forward to welcoming in Roddy Jones of ESPN, college football field analyst, to the show. You can follow him on Twitter at RoddyJones20, former A-back in that Georgia Tech offense. Roddy, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Cube. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. A lot of success on the ground for Paul Johnson's group the other night. Describe what you saw from the way Tennessee attempted to defend that Georgia Tech triple option, and is that a regular occurrence, something that you maybe saw often?
Yeah, so Tennessee went with kind of a base 4-3. They were stacking the outside linebackers right over the defensive ends, which can create some confusion if the offense isn't on the same page. This offensive line for Georgia Tech is very experienced. They've seen it before. So they really didn't have a problem figuring it out. Now, the biggest thing Georgia Tech did to have success is they went a lot of unbalanced formation. The middle linebacker was so deep for Tennessee that it was tough for the tackles to get up to him and block him on the option out of the traditional formation. But when you went that unbalanced, you had a tackle over to the strong side, and they ran a double option with the A-back a lot. And it just created some confusion. There were better angles for those offensive linemen. You were able to get to the linebacker. There was a lot of room in the alley. And then, you know, when you got the ball pitched on the perimeter, there was a lot of success there. So I was really impressed with Georgia Tech offense. I was really disappointed in everything else that Georgia Tech did, but the offense looked pretty good.
Yeah, special teams obviously let down. That wasn't just Georgia Tech this weekend. Seemed like there were a lot of teams that had special teams letdowns. They cost them the game a few times. But Roddy Jones is with us, a former Georgia Tech football player, played in that Paul Johnson triple option offense. The D-line being that far off the football, is that a normal occurrence that Georgia Tech sees from that triple option quite often, or did you think that was a little bit rare?
I thought it was rare. I mean, typically you see people crowd the line of scrimmage, especially a defensive lineman. They're crowding the football, and they're trying to come off. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a defensive line off a full yard off the ball. And it was consistent throughout the game. It was the whole D-line. It wasn't just one or two guys. So maybe they were doing it to try and get a better look. Maybe they were doing it, you know, so that it keeps Georgia Tech, the offensive linemen, off their legs a little bit more. You're not able to cut right off the line, maybe. I don't know. I've never seen that before. But, you know, if they're going to give you 1 yard off the line, that dive is going to get, you know, two or three anyway. So why not continue to run that? And Tech had some success there, too.
Because you obviously playing your gaps becomes critical against the option. You would think playing up tight, close to the line of scrimmage, if worst case you're on the ground but you're eating up space and you're causing commotion or traffic, that's a good thing defending the option, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst thing for a running back, and this is in any offense, is that trash in the hole. You know, people on the ground coming after your legs in the hole. I used to hate it as a running back. So when you have defense, and we've seen teams take that approach, well, they'll just dive on the ground. They'll almost cut our offensive linemen before they get cut. And it creates a pile. And, you know, a running back's not going to run over a pile, so he's got to bounce, find another hole, try and slide one way or the other. So, like I said, I've never seen that before. Now, I've seen linemen, and you know, I won't call out any names, but some guys who played in the league who are really concerned about their knees, we've seen them, you know, line up in a typical stance, and then on the snap, they're backing up to keep the linemen away from their legs, so it's effectively the same thing. But I've never seen anyone align that way. It was weird, man.
Yeah, and I saw that from some of those Tennessee D linemen. I mean, bailing out at the snap and giving up a lot of push because of it. Roddy Jones is with us, ESPN sideline analyst and also a former Georgia Tech football player. We sort of brought this up before you hopped on, had a caller in the last segment, just talk about really the ACC and sort of the overall perception, especially heading into the Auburn-Clemson game this weekend. If Auburn were to be able to find a way to win that game, what would it be? What were your key takeaways from the ACC top to bottom week one?
Well, I think it's a disappointing week for the ACC. You have these games like North Carolina, NC State and South Carolina, Georgia Tech and Tennessee, winnable games that are kind of the games that go the way. Florida State, you know, would have been a surprise had they won. Now, certainly it would have been better to see them perform better in special teams and obviously not have DeAndre Francois go down. But it's those games in the middle, you know, it's the Georgia Tech Tennessees, the NC State South Carolinas, and the only one that the ACC won was Virginia Tech West Virginia, which was a great game. So I think the perception took a hit a little bit. Now I can certainly take another step this week with if Clemson goes out and plays well and beats Auburn, but it wasn't a great week for the ACC, and this was a league coming into this year that everybody said, you know, was in contention to be the best league in the country.
Just curious, what did you think of Tennessee Monday night?
I think they've got some issues at quarterback. I'll tell you that. I do not think Quentin Dormandy is the answer. I think he ended up with over 200 yards passing, but I think if you track the ball in the air, he may have had maybe 50 yards in the air, and the rest of it was catch and run because Georgia Tech couldn't tackle anybody. The success of this Tennessee team is going to be based on John Kelly and how well he's able to perform. I think he's got a chance to be probably the third back in the SEC after Darius Geis and maybe Damian Harris. I think he's, you know, Bo Scarborough's in the mix too, but I think he's, you know, a better overall back probably. Bo's obviously got the size, but I really like John Kelly. Defensively, I mean, you can't tell a whole lot based on Georgia Tech. I thought they tackled pretty well. You know, that's about all you're gonna be able to know for sure. But you've got some issues at quarterback if you're Tennessee.
Roddy, I loved your opinion on what you saw with that final play call on the 2-point conversion.
So I like the play call. I think it was a great play call. I love the decision to go for two. You know, you got to go for two starting with the third overtime. So, you know, in the next possession, Georgia Tech would have had to go for two no matter what. And in that situation, you're going for two to not lose the game. In this one, you go for two to win the game. Looking back on it, Taquan Marshall probably should have pitched the ball. It's, you know, it's a sprint to the pylon, and I think Kervonte Benson probably gets in. But I mean, the kid made a play, you know, that's one of those where you can go back and second guess it all you want, but it's a split second decision. The kid's trying to make a play in his first start in the biggest game that he's ever played in. So, you know, he made a mistake. He probably wishes he could go back and pitch the ball, but you can't. So I think the thing that Georgia Tech fans are kicking themselves about is the fact that, you know, we couldn't make an easy field goal at the end of the game. I mean, that's probably the most disheartening thing.
Roddy, great stuff, man. Really appreciate the time. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks for having me on, man. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Good luck the rest of the year. That's Roddy Jones, ESPN sideline analyst, former Georgia Tech A-back, talking a little Georgia Tech Tennessee. He did not come away impressed with Tennessee's quarterback situation. You feel the same way?
Later in the game, I think Quentin Dormandy played really well.
But I do agree with some of the, you know, the easier throws he took advantage of, because even some of the deeper balls that he had success with were kind of 50-50 balls, and you just had a guy going up making plays. Now, you can still have that throughout the course of the year, but that's, you can't make a living on that. So, Ian Fitzsimmons next hour, more Cube Show right after this.